Give me Undersecretary George Ball.
Thank you.
Yes, anything. Anything. I hope that mass transit's over too. We won't sign it, but they're debating it now.
Betty?
Hello?
George?
Yes, Mr. President.
Where did we get a hold of Wilson White on these negotiations?
Well, I brought him in originally, Mr. President, to do a negotiation with Sukarno, and he did an extremely good job. The only thought that we had of using him, he's now going over on a, he went over on a wool negotiation for us. And he's going, the plan is to send him back again to try to negotiate a wool textile agreement. We thought a little of using him in South Africa. The only reason is that he's an experienced fellow. He's got a little, certain amount of political sense, and he's a good lawyer, and he's been an effective negotiator. I haven't had thoughts beyond that, but that's these spot jobs, the ones he's had so far, he's done a very good job on.
Well, now they don't think he did a very good one on his last wool job, and they're going back again, and they'd much prefer to have somebody else. And it seems to me like if we're going to not get very far anyway, we ought to send somebody that would please them.
Well,
the Congress doesn't want him, and the industry doesn't want him. And,
In fairness to him, I should say, Mr. President, that on this wool textile business, he did what his instructions were, which was to go over and do a kind of preliminary reconnaissance and then come back and report. And then we made a decision that we would go ahead, although there's Chris Herter is very much opposed to it, and we've had problems on the...
I don't want to send this wire at the request of the President they're doing this, and I would never request Wilson to be negotiating for me. I like him, but I think he's out of place as he can be, and I'd try to get somebody that knows something about the industry.
Well, the other man we could get is Eddie Goodman, who was Undersecretary of Commerce, and of course was in the business for a good many years. Now, the reason that we didn't, I had signed him up to go over on this mission, and John Pastore indicated that he thought that you hadn't been sympathetic with him when he was at Commerce. It's awful hard to find somebody that meets the
Let's get them to make some recommendations, and let's look at two or three of them before they go and see if we can't find somebody that suits them.
Now, that the fellow, Christopher, that we've sent is the man who negotiated the long-term cotton textile agreement. He's a Los Angeles lawyer. He's a very, very competent fellow. If they would accept just him, we could send him. He is supposed, they've said that he has their confidence in that he was did a very, very effective job of negotiating an agreement they're entirely satisfied.
All right, we'll check him, and if that doesn't make him happy, we'll tell him to submit a half a dozen names, somebody that has some experience. We'll look at him and see if we can't find one that would suit him, so they'll be pleased with it.
Your own impression of Wyatt is that you don't think he's very effective? Or...
I don't want anybody to know that but me. No, hell no. I wouldn't have him represent me on anything.
Right.
And I know him, like him, and was with him as a housing administrator, but he's out of place.
Yeah.
He's out of place, and he may be a good lawyer in the courtroom, but he's lost in some of this other stuff, and I've known him for 25 years.
Well, this was a reading I wanted to get from
him. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Thanks.